Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the author, Andrew Snorton, and you're joining us for another edition of Lens to Pens. Of course, you want to stay connected with our podcast at Lens to Pens on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and then Lens to Pens 2024 on Twitter and YouTube. And to stay connected with me, you can do so on the gram at author A. Snorton, as well as A. Snorton CCS.
All right, hello, this is Deidre once again. Trying to do this podcast thing. If you want to stay connected with me, you can stay connected with me through Emery Rose Photography. You'll find me across every media platform. And then also, if you want to stay in touch with me, you can also find me on deidrewalker.com. And again, if you want to find us, you can find us on Lens to Pen. And like Andrew mentioned, you will find us on all the different media platforms.
Well, I tell you what, it's always good to spend time with the best in Gwinnett for four of the last 5 years, Deidre Walker with Emery Rose Photography. As you know, during this first segment, this is where we talk about our collaborative work. And Deidre, I tell you what, it is always a pleasure getting a chance to work with you, especially the great experience we had the last weekend of July at the Gas South District. Go ahead and give a lead in, because you're the one that's like riding the bull and controlling the reins on this one. So go ahead.
Thanks again for your kind words. Again, we had the amazing opportunity to get out there and to see some amazing, talented bull riders. They were able to
do their thing,
because it was so amazing. I'm speechless. But we not only did we have a chance to see them ride the bull, but to just see this newest platform. Because before, you know, when we've had a chance to see them, they were individual riders. This time it was more of that team format. Would you speak on that and then you come back?
Yeah, definitely. So we're talking about PBR, which is professional bull riding, which is probably the primary professional bull riding entity. And this is the third year Deidre and I have worked together in covering. So the previous years, it was pretty much an individual competition. It would be like 30, 35 riders. It was great, but it kind of moved some kind of way. So this year, PBR and their partnership of Camping World has a team competition. So basically there's 10 teams, 5 riders per team. So 2 teams will have a bye, the other 8 teams will compete. What happens, each team has 5 riders, so they alternate. So let's say if I'm a team and Deidre's a team, my rider would go, then Deidre's, my rider, Deidre's, etc. And for some of the terminology, just like in baseball, the closer is that relief pitcher who finishes off the game, the closer is that bull rider who finishes it off. So what happens is the top 4 teams who win their round send one rider for the shootout, and whoever wins the shootout is like the day champion. But it's a great point system, great competition and more. And I tell you what, Deidre, not only were we able to see the action up close and personal, the Gas After Show Friday and Saturday with the bulls, remember the bulls kicking right. That dirt and all that type of thing.
Yeah, it's just, and like you mentioned, even like with the riders, they have their stats. The bulls also do as well. The bulls are named and people can, you know, kind of follow the bulls that the riders are riding, because certain bulls have certain reputation as to how difficult it is to actually ride them. And so, yeah.
But I tell you what, so in addition to seeing that up close and personal action, those bulls, ladies and gentlemen, they're big, strong, fast, ugly, and especially when they're kicking dirt all over the place, because I didn't get hit as badly, but you know, Deidre has big camera equipment. I'm a little bit more mobile because I don't have the heavier equipment, but anyway, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, talking about stories, a great experience that we had was prior to Saturday's tournament, before all the action, we got a chance to actually interview 4 of the riders, and starting off with what, Cassio Diaz, the yes. reigning world champion. So Deidre, walk us through the bull riders, and we might have a surprise where they might actually be able to hear some of the segments.
Well, I will say it has been, you know, definitely one of my dreams, because I have been a rodeo fan, a bull riding fan for years, and so to be able to get up and close with some of the bull riders who I've been following for years to kind of help bring them to our audience so that they can share with our audience like how it began, what keeps them going, and things like that. That was absolutely amazing, an amazing experience to have. And so, like you mentioned, we had the opportunity to talk with Diaz. We talked to White Horse, Braswell, and Jeremiah's. And so, yeah, those were like the four that we had the opportunity. And again, they're definitely bull riders. After you see and hear more about the bull riding through Andrew's article, because he wrote two amazing articles. So if you haven't had a chance to read it, definitely go to his platform and also Liz DePenn's to read the article. But you will learn more about them in addition to, you know, you're following them, which helps support them as well. And you will learn more about why we get so excited when we talk about the professional bull riders.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you can, let's see if we can go to the audio so people can hear the interview snippets. Let's go ahead and let it fly. What's one thing that you want to focus on in order to have the best performance you can for tonight?
Sobre hoje à noite, o que você tá focando para ter uma boa performance? O que você foca hoje à noite para poder fazer uma boa performance sobre a noite?
Eu foco, meu foco mesmo é em Deus. E só penso nele que se não é a vontade dele, eu já não estaria aqui. Então, se eu tô aqui porque é permissão dele, eu tento focar muito nele e peço pra ele me proteger, não me machucar, e me livrar de um pisão e uma cabeçada, e foco somente nisso e no meu tour que eu tenho pra montar e ajudar a minha equipe.
Okay. So at first I focus on God because I know He's allowed me to be here, and I pray every time for protection, so not to be hurt and not to be stepped on. And then I focus on my bull as well, so I can help my team ride my bull.
What impact would you like to leave on the
I think the biggest thing is two things. Just I would like to, it's mainly like when they, it'd have to be that no matter where you come from, no matter what background, don't forget where you come from, but you can make it to do whatever you want to do. And also, dream big, believe in yourself, and you can do whatever you put your mind to.
Hey everyone, it's Hagen Braswell here.
All right, Hagen, first off, describe to us what was it that hooked you in regards to getting into professional bull riding?
Man, my dad, he rodeoed back in the day, and he always wanted me to try it just one time. And there was a junior rodeo 5 minutes from the house, and he just asked if I'd try it one time, and if I liked it, I could keep going. If I didn't like it, he'd never ask me again. And after that first time, it was so fun and great. I got hooked right away, and ever since then, it's been going good.
What inspires you?
King, old King Tisquita.
Que me inspira mesmo é minha família, meus irmãos, deles teve um pouco deles. E tipo, nenhum deles conseguiu chegar onde eu cheguei, então eu já tô aqui. Eu quero fazer isso por eles, por realizar o. Eles falam pra mim, falam assim, realiza o nosso sonho, você tá aí, é a mesma coisa que nós tá.
His family, because his brothers never got to a higher level, and he wants to do for himself and also for them, and them also say, ask him to do it, you know, kind of get their dream come through him. That's what he kind of gets emotion and drive around.
I tell you what, Deidre, that was such a great experience. You had some great background questions, things along those lines. So as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to catch the photojournalist piece through Emmy Rose Photography on Instagram and your favorite platforms. In order to check out the articles I was able to do, check out acenortonccs.com, click on articles and coverage, and you'll check them out. So Deidre, I think at this point in time is a good moment for us to pause, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the individual projects and the great things and the great people we get a chance to work with.
That sounds great. So we'll see you soon and stay tuned for our sponsors.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with us with Lens to Pens. Deidre is joining me as we are joining just a great supporter of the arts, jazz, and giving back to the community. So please introduce yourself to our wonderful audience.
Wow. First of all, let me just say thank you to both of you, Dee and Andrew. I'm excited to share on the platform. So my name is Shanita Connolly. I am a native of Pensacola, Florida, born and raised. I'm a resident of Atlanta for almost 30 years. And so I am a lover of jazz, as you mentioned. And let me go back. I'm a mother, a grandmother. I am a community advocate. I'm a lover of education, all things education. Everything that I do, I'm trying to educate people. And I have a talk show, virtual talk show that I started in 2020 amid COVID to make sure that I educate people about my first book titled Is Your House in Order? And so I want to make sure that people are thinking about those important aspects of their life as they are living their lives. I'm a widow of 9 years, and as a result of my husband passing away from a heart attack, suddenly, unexpectedly, we did not have all of our I's dotted and T's crossed. So hence is why I am moving forward on this journey to make sure people are thinking, they're educated, and they're thinking about that part of their life. So that's a little bit about me.
Well, I tell you what, that's a great starting point. And just being familiar with your work and having been a periodic guest host, your community advocacy, it shows up in so many different ways, shapes, and forms. Now, one of the newest pieces for you to not only advocate, but advocate through the arts, is An Elegant Evening of Jazz. Walk us through the inaugural edition last year and bring us up to speed as year two is coming up like real soon.
Yes. So the vision was given to me in actually 2022. As I was approaching 8 years of being a widow, my husband and I, we loved jazz. And we spent many years at jazz festivals in town, out of town. And so I thought it would be a great way to celebrate the journey of Team Connolly in the eighth year. And so the vision came as a result of me honoring him and our journey together and our love for jazz. And I met our headliner from last year, Kim Scott, in 2022 at the Pensacola Gulf Coast Summer Jazz Festival. And when I listened to her, I was like, oh my goodness, if I ever have an opportunity to host a jazz concert, she has to be a part of it. So it was a no-brainer when plans were on the way and I reached out and the invitation was accepted. It was a beautiful, absolutely beautiful concert with Brooke Alford leading the concert that evening on the violin. And we had Dee Lucas on the saxophone. We had none other than my favorite morning personality from WCLK, Morris Baxter, my jazz boo. And, you know, it was just a wonderful way to highlight jazz, the genre of jazz, smooth jazz. And the best part to me, my husband was an educator, I was an educator, and to honor some high school students, I invited the Martha E. Stillwell Jazz Band to perform in the lobby as people arrived and to showcase what they're doing and what the instructors are really, you know, investing in those children and preparing them for real life. And it was just wonderful to have them there. And then a portion of the proceeds were donated to them. Actually, $1,000 was given to their program last year. And this year, we are looking to have Mount Zion High School Jazz Band to perform. And we will also contribute a portion of the proceeds to that program because we want to encourage the children to keep going And whatever we can do to help support that program, we want to do that. So I'm really excited. The concert this year will be October the 6th on that Sunday evening at 5. For those who purchase VIP tickets, which are the $90 tickets, will have a pre-concert reception, a private reception with food and drinks. And so we are looking forward to a wonderful second year.
Well, I tell you what, having seen the vision unfold in year one and the great response from literally everybody, from a nearly sold out audience to the artists to, you know, everybody else, like, this is definitely an event that you want to circle on the calendar. Deidre, yes. Is there something that you'd like to add?
Again, I'm just hearing your story, just so amazing. I'm an educator as well. And so I can relate to just that advocate side, you know, and pouring back into the children, and just how amazing you took something, you know, as the passing, you know, of your husband, and you've turned it into something so amazing that, you know, highlight you both and feature things that you both loved and enjoyed. And so how amazing. So I don't necessarily have a question. I just wanted to tell you how amazing. And I can't wait to see the highlights from this year event. It's gonna be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, here's a question that I've got. So this year, give people the rundown. Who are the artists? Again, the venue, and what are the ways people can get tickets? Are there sponsor opportunities available? And even, are there volunteer opportunities available? So go ahead and give us the news.
Yes, so the event will take place at Spivey Hall, which is located on Clayton State University campus, a beautiful, beautiful venue. It will consist of three artists. So this year I thought, you know, it'd be nice to have a vocalist. So we have none other than international vocalist Lori Williams, who is an amazing vocalist. She traveled this summer all over in Europe. We also have Trey Daniels, who performed with Anita Baker, and just amazing. Actually, Trey was the entertainment for my first book signing in 2018. And so I'm so honored to have him back again. And then our headliner this year is pianist Gino Rizzaria. And Gino is an amazing artist that's trailblazing the charts with smooth jazz as well. He's out of Pensacola, Florida. And so I can't wait. When I hear the music on WCLK, I just smile. And so I'm really excited about that. And, you know, last year, I asked the artist to come back on at the end and do a finale. And so that's just kind of like what it's going to be every concert. And so it's going to be explosive. Everybody last year was up on their feet dancing and just having an amazing time. Kim Scott actually sang. You know, she was the vocalist last year. She did an amazing job. It was all that I dreamed about and more. So with that being said, tickets can be purchased at www.spiveyhall.org. In addition to purchasing tickets, there are opportunities to be sponsors or supporters of the event, and you are more than welcome to email me at scottshanita@aol.com. Yes, I'm still with AOL.
Send, reply, forward, as long as it does that essential functions, you're good.
Exactly. And if there's, you know, a group that would like to volunteer, we do have our same group last year from the book club that's volunteering again this year. I'm excited to have them back. Those ladies were amazing. The people got to come in on red carpet, and the photographer was on the carpet taking pictures, and the volunteers were greeting them from the entrance down the stairs and to the ballroom. It was just a wonderful, wonderful event with a lot of energy. And Andrew, you were a major part of last year's inaugural event. So kudos to you for the contributions that you brought to the table.
Well, I tell you what, it is a team effort. And like they say, together everyone achieves more. And to be able to do an inaugural event at the level that it was done, where people who attended felt like it was the third year or fourth year, it speaks volumes to everybody top to bottom. And I know Spivey Hall is excited, the campus of Clayton State University is excited, folks that live all over the metro area, from Clayco, Henry, DeKalb, Gwinnett, Fulton. You picked a day where the Falcons are on the road, so there's no excuses. You can watch the highlights later. But again, 5 p.m. on October 6th is when everything starts. Before we wind down and before we go ahead and get a word from our sponsors, date, time, location, and how people can get tickets.
Well, actually, the Falcons have a bye that week.
Oh, even better.
So I could not compete with the Falcons game on the 29th of September, so that was not an option. We had the switch, and I was like, let me go to the calendar. So, again, Sunday, October 6th at 5 p.m., the doors open at 4. The pre-concert reception for VIP ticket holders begins at 3 p.m. You will enjoy food, music, drinks, socializing with other people in a beautiful environment. So we hope that people will dress up and enjoy an elegant evening of jazz.
Well, I tell you what, we thank you for taking and making the time. Obviously, best wishes with the event. And again, if you're a fan of jazz, a fan of a great, sophisticated night out, a good way to close out the weekend, and of course, giving back a little bit, this is an event you definitely want to check out. So we're going to go ahead and go to our break. And when we come back, Deidre's going to have her next guest, as we've got some great things going on Lens to Pens.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. We're back with our next segment of Lens to Pens. Deidre, let's go ahead and make it happen.
And again, I am Deidre with Lens to Pens. You can find us on Lens to Pens across all of our media platforms. So this is my segment. And so today I have an amazing gentleman who is going to share with you guys his story. Without further ado, Heath, could you tell us who you are? Can you give us an introduction into you?
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much, Deidre. My name is Keith Lewis. As you said, I have a nonprofit that I've been doing in the community now for about 6 years called I'm a Father First. So I wear it every day. So I'm the guy in Atlanta that everybody, if they don't know my name, they know the guy with the Father First shirt on.
Awesome, awesome. So can you tell us a little more of the backstory of I'm a Father First? And like you said, if people don't know your name, they see your brand, they see your t-shirt, and so they feel like they know you. But for people who don't know you, can you give us a little bit more about your backstory?
Yeah, so you know, the organization started because I was a married man at 25. I got married at 25, so 25 through 31 I was married. So I was young, trying to figure out being a husband, a father. And let's just say I had a lot of learning curve to do. So went through a divorce. And one time when I got through the divorce, my ex-wife moved back to Mississippi where she's from. So I went from being a hands-on father, coaching my son in basketball, being a soccer dad, to now having to drive 5 hours to and from Mississippi. And you know, that just gave me a lot of time to really reflect on the hurt, the pain, and what I could have done differently in marriage. But along the way, I ended up getting into it with her uncle. He actually pulled a gun out on me. So literally on a trip down to go get the kids, he pulled a gun telling me she don't want me to get them, blah, blah, blah. So I had to drive all the way back to Atlanta 5 hours without my kids and my head held low, crying. And I went on Facebook Live and I said, you know, this just happened, and no matter what, I'm a father first. So the name was born from that incident, and that was 2013. So back to the nonprofit world, I didn't know about doing it as a nonprofit. It was just a statement. It was a t-shirt for me because my background is marketing and branding. So I know, put a slogan, put something positive on a shirt. That's all I know. So I put it on a shirt. I used to wear it for a couple of years, like, you know, different occasions. And then we started mentoring. My friend, the co-founder, started teaching at a school. He was teaching elementary. So he's teaching at this school, and he was seeing these kids with the bad shoes hanging off their feet, and those were the ones who didn't have haircuts. You could tell they didn't have that love at home, and those were the ones acting out. So my partner, shout out Jermaine Clark, he was like, hey man, we need to do some haircuts and some shoes. So from that simple love action or love offering is what started I'm a Father First. The shirts being worn, the educational background of my partner, and then the haircuts and the shoes. We ended up giving away about 30 pairs of shoes. And then, you know, we start getting requested to come to schools to do haircuts and possibly give away shoes if we raise the money. You know, we didn't know about fundraising, any of that. It was just, hey, bro, I need $40. Can you help me buy kids some shoes? You know what I'm saying? So the organization started from that, but it grew tremendously. You know, just over the first 2 years, we ended up raising over $1 million. And that came from being in the school system. You know, the superintendent connected us with some funding, and it just skyrocketed when the pandemic hit, and we ended up switching missions, which was we started Meals of Love, and we fed over 250,000 meals in the city of Atlanta to APS students. So that's what kind of took us just from the cool guys who wore the shirts and giving away haircuts to, oh, these brothers can really lead something. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Wow, that is awesome. So, you mentioned your backstory. Can you provide us with some of your upcoming events or service projects that you have?
Yeah, well, right now the total focus is legitimation. I'm in a cohort with some other nonprofits. So like right now I'm at a community center where the guys are teaching my son, my 18-year-old son, how to use a tape measure and put up sheetrock and stuff he's not even interested into, but I'm just making sure he gets those skills. So, you know, I'm in this cohort, and our pilot program that I started from that is legitimation. Because in going through the cohort, I learned that in order for us to accomplish our goals of getting more Black fathers active in their children's lives, we have to remove barriers. And the main barrier that I could identify with was in Georgia, if you have a child out of marriage, then that child is an illegitimate child. So even if you have the paternity done, if your name is on the birth certificate, the father doesn't have parental equal rights if he's, that child is illegitimated. So we've, you know, really just been working with guys in the city, man. And it's so, that's all we've been doing, legitimating. I feel like a paralegal attorney or something, you know, because I'm like literally admin for brothers. So like right now, that's what we're focusing on. And then also, so in August, we'll have a fair for that. And I'll get you that date. Because we're definitely looking for as many fathers to come in there and get resources, whether it's a mental health clinician, whether it's, you know, employment. You know, I'm going to pack any service that I know can help a man be sustainable so he can be a man. You know what I mean? But the focus is legitimation. So that'll be in August. And then we got donated a bus, right? A 16-passenger bus. And it's just been sitting in my friend's backyard because he's a tow truck or whatever. And I came up with an idea for my cohort because he said, Keith, focus all your efforts on helping fathers be active. So in that spirit, we're going to, instead of using that small bus for after school and summer programs, I created a program called Can I Go, Dad? Or Dad, Can I Go? Y'all tell me what y'all think it should be, because the goal is for like every Saturday, we get 5 or 6 fathers. Instead of packing that bus up with 12 young kids, because mentoring isn't my focus at this time, we're going to pack up 4 to 8 father and child duos, take them to the museum, you know, the Black History Museum, take them to Centennial Park, teach them how to pitch a tent in this yard over here. Like, whatever it is, whether it costs or not, our focus is getting Black fathers active with their children. So yeah, those are the two programs, legitimation, the Father Resource Fair, and then the actual bus, which we're raising money to wrap that up. So if anybody wants to donate, I can tell you where to follow, find us at when you get to that part of your questions.
That sounds great. And would you like to ask a question?
Yeah, sure. Well, first off, it's great that you're using your experience as a point of reference and knowing that there are parallel experiences out there. One of the things that you stated that you haven't started diving into are mentoring programs. Where do you see your nonprofit evolving? So whether it's the traditional youth to adult or maybe even older adult to younger adult, walk us through where you and your team could see yourself diving into that part to help expand your reach.
Well, the first thing I think is the legitimation, because over the 6 years, you would have a few brothers that want to help and volunteer, but that's kind of scattered like these showers, right? But when you help a brother get rights to his child, they have a different level of indebtedment to you and loyalty to you. It's just like a lawyer who gets you, you know, your prison sentence reduced to probation. You know, you're going to be a little fonder of that person. So I think that's the first step, is member engagement. Because, you know, it's cool where people like, oh, y'all wear the shirts every day, I'll buy a shirt, because people do buy the shirts. That's what kind of would give us a few small micro budget before is selling the shirts. But then from that, I see we get more men. So that's the first thing. You know, my goal is literally to get more men. The campaign that we're pushing, and I didn't mention this because it's kind of like on my for-profit side, but it benefits, I'm a father first, it's called Rebrand the Band. So guys will go through financial literacy, physical fitness. So that's the first thing. I invite brothers to yoga with me on Friday. You know what I mean? We put them in front of business consultants. So getting a more dedicated and more polished man, honestly, that's the first thing I see getting deeper, because with, you know, with multitude of us, we do more, you know? So then the second thing is we work a lot with the seniors. Because, you know, for one, my parents are seniors, right? And when we were feeding, we fed like 3 senior citizens homes, and we love doing that. So, you know, and I work with a couple political candidates, so I love going playing bingo with the older people. I love going line dancing. You know, I just like to hang with them, because I know in 20, 25 years, I'll be right there, God's will. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, for me, you know, getting the seniors more involved, so we can kind of, as we polish these men, we get the wisdom from our elders before they leave. You know, I've always been taught to retain the stories of our elders so that legacy doesn't die or get kind of like played around with by people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I feel you.
So I think getting more men, to answer your question, involved, that's really vested, because we've helped them with their rights. And then getting more seniors involved for that wisdom. And they always bring me the energy of, son, there's no rush. You are exactly where you prayed to be. So it's like for us to grow, because we've raised, you know, a couple $1 million. I've never had that money for my personal self, but I've raised those type of dollars. And I realized without having a strong body of people around you, it's no good. That's why we don't sustain our financial wealth and things. But I want to really have a more polished brain around me so we can all sharpen each other. And you can be like, hey, Keith, that's dope what you're doing, but I need you to think about it this way. Or, yo, slow down over here because I see this pitfall. So as far as moving forward, more member engagement from fathers, more wisdom from our elders, and then just to just do it. That's the last thing. Whatever we say we're going to do, let's just do it, you know? But where would it grow to, though, is just, I don't know, man. To answer that question, what I would like to see is what I answer. But where would it grow to, brother? I never thought I would end up feeding 250,000 meals, you know? I never thought I would do 5,000 haircuts. I'm not a barber or a chef, you know what I mean? So I've been nothing but a vessel in all of this. So, you know, I hope we get into affordable housing for real estate. I hope we get into policy changing, because fathers should be legitimated when they sign the birth certificate. I hope we raise another $1 million. I hope for a lot of stuff. But where we going, bro, I just honestly really feel if we get more quality men around us and more willing, eager men to learn and be improved, man, the sky's not the limit for us, you know? I guess we building the art without no rain, you know what I mean?
Yes, well, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us your vision and your direction. If you don't mind, could you tell us, how can we, the people in the community, our listeners, followers, how can we support you and support your efforts?
Well, the main way is to first get involved with the Rebrand the Man campaign. That's why I didn't pitch it at first, because that's the campaign title. But what we're looking for is resources, life skills, employers, credit repair specialist. You know what I'm saying? I know that's a loose word to use. So people that have professional services, that if you're a woman, if these are qualities that you would like for your man to have, we want you to bring those to the fold. If you're a man, if there are qualities that you would like to possess that you don't know where to get, we want you to give us your input of what you feel you could be added to, and then we collectively put it together. But if people want to directly just help, say, Keith, how can I help? It's imafatherfirst.org, and it's I-M-A-Father and F-1-R-S-T, because we're keeping fatherhood first in priority. So I would love for people to go on the site, and then my email is klewisjr57@gmail.com. And then the Instagram is I'm a Father First. It's I'm a Father First. And if they just send a DM, you know, DJ, that's the easiest way. Just to hit me on a DM. I could be on the plane, on a football field, in the water. I'm going to answer that DM because I want to be reached so I can continue to grow what we're doing. So no time is better like right now. And then when we get the Legitimate Nation resource fair date, I'll shoot it back to you so you guys can let your audience know. Because we just want to see more black men monthly just showing up, being vulnerable, you know what I mean? So how people can support us, like I told my partner earlier, pray, give us your feedback, and donate. You know, those are the three ways that I know. Pray for us, give us your feedback, good or bad, and donate to the cause. I don't care if it's $20 or $25,000. We're going to make it work and give you an impact report.
Okay, awesome. So again, we greatly appreciate you taking time. And I appreciate you, you know, being my first guest for my segment.
Awesome. I'm honored to be the first.
And so again, to my audience, you know, like he said, you know, prayer. I scribble scrabble, goodness. He's asked me, say it again, Keith, for the people in the back.
Pray for us, give us your feedback, and donate.
Okay,
PFD. Exactly. Pray, feedback, and donate.
Yeah. So again, you guys, please definitely connect with Keith. He's doing some amazing things. I've had the opportunity to connect with him with some different, you know, just seeing him in the community. And so I've just been very impressed with some of the things that he's doing. So again, we greatly appreciate you coming on. And I look forward to connecting with you in the future. Okay.
Yes, indeed. All right. Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it very much. All is a good year.
Awesome. All right. But thank you. You take care.
All right. Thank you, guys.